chapter 16 and text number 6. Yasya amrita amala yashaha shravanam avagaha sadhyaha punati jagat ashvapashyat vaikuntaha saha aham bhavat bhavadhyah upalabdha sutirtha kirtihi chindyama sva bahum api vah pratikulavrittim yasya amrita malayashaha shravana avagaha. Sadhya punati jagata ashvapashyad vaikuntaha. Soham bhavadbhya upalabdha stutirtha kirtesh. Chindyam ashvabbahum apivah pra tikulavrittim yasyamritamalayashah shravanavagah. Sadhya punati jagadavash ashvashat vikuntaha. Soham bhavadbhya upalabdha sutirtha kirtesh. Chindyam shvabahu apiva pratikula vrittim. Yasyam ritamalaya shahashravana avagaha. Sadhya punati jagadashva pashyat vikuntaha. Soham bhavadbhya upalabdha sutirtha kirtesh. Chindyam shvabahum apivah pratikula vrittim. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Anyone in the entire world, even down to the chandal, who lives by cooking and eating the flesh of the dog, is immediately purified if he takes bath in hearing through the ear the glorification of my name, fame, etc. Now you have realized me without doubt. Therefore, I will not hesitate to lop off my own arm if its conduct is found hostile to you. Purport. Real purification can take place in human society if its members take to Krishna consciousness. This is clearly stated in all the Vedic literature. Anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness in all sincerity, even if he is not very advanced in good behavior, is purified. A devotee can be recruited from any section of a human society. Although it is not expected that everyone is in all segments of a society is well behaved. As stated in this verse and in many places in Bhagavad Gita, even if one is not born in a Brahmana family, or even if he is born in a family of a Chandalas, if he simply takes to Krishna consciousness, he immediately purified. In Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, verses 30 to 32, it is clearly stated that even though a man is not well behaved, if he simply takes to Krishna consciousness, he is understood to be a saintly person. As long as person in this material world, he has to different relationships in his dealings with others. One relationship pertains to the body and the other pertains to the spirit. As far as bodily affairs or social activities are concerned, although a person is purified on the spiritual platform, it is sometimes seen that he acts in terms of his bodily relationships. If a devotee born in a family of a Chandal, the lowest caste, is sometimes found engaged in his habitual activities, he is not to be considered a Chandal. In other words, a Vaishnava should not be evaluated in terms of his body. The Shastra states that no one should think the deity in the temple to be made of wood or stone. And no one should think that a person coming from the lower caste family who has taken to Krishna consciousness is still of the same low caste. These attitudes are forbidden because anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness is understood to be fully purified. He is at least engaged in the process of purification. And if he sticks to the principles of a Krishna consciousness, he will very soon be fully purified. The conclusion is that if one takes to Krishna consciousness with all seriousness, he is to be understood as already purified. And Krishna is already to give him protection by all means. The Lord assures herein that he is ready to give protection to his devotee even if there is need to cut off part of his own body. Om Agyana Dimirandhasya Dhyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Velitam Yena Asmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadagamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantaradha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this verse explains about the glory of taking Krishna consciousness seriously in our life. The person, whoever pays his attention to hear about the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, that process itself purifies his whole existence. That's what Lord says here. And even he says that for such a person, he is ready to cut off his own bodily part if that part creates some offense to such a devotee. Can you imagine? The person who has taken the Krishna consciousness so seriously, he becomes that much he became so much beloved to their lordship that Lord is ready to do anything for that person. That's what Lord says here. He says, if my bodily part creates some offense to that person, I am ready to cut it. So the person who has sincerely taken the Krishna consciousness, purified his existence, he became so much dear to the Lord. And irrespective of your caste, creed, nationality or locality where you are born, you become dear to the Lord. There is no restriction. Otherwise sometimes people, they think, I need to be a well-educated, I need to be a well-behaved in the society. I should be rich, I should be beautiful, I should be born in some really highly placed dynasty or some really, powerful family. That doesn't mean anything to the Lord. You may be born in any class, as Lord He Himself says. Even if someone has taken birth in the family of Chandala. Chandala means, you know who? Chandala means a person who is a dog eater. Who kills the dog, who cooks the dog's meat and who eats that. That is Chandala. They are sinners, papi log. Alag alag, jahan jis sthan ke hisab se paida hua hai, jo karya karte hai, uski hisab se wo naam diye gaye.
Chandal log kahan jaate
hai? Chandal to har jagah pe hai. Kutte ka maas khane wale chandal kahe gaye. Aur kutte ka maas to puri duniya mein log khate hai.
Kutte ka
maas? Haan. China mein kya hota hai? Kutta kaat ke khata hai, Burma, China. अभी कई तो इंडिया में भी बॉम्बे में कई सारे ढाबों में पकड़ा गया चाइनीज रेस्टोरेंट्स में तो उनको चांडाल गया था जो कुत्ते का मांस खाते हैं उनको चांडाल गया था एनीबॉडी कैन टेक कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस बट अगेन प्रभुपाद क्लैरिफाइज दैट इट्स नॉट necessary that every segment of a society will get attracted to Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is meant for everyone, but it's not essential that everyone will get attracted to that, because it depends upon your consciousness. If it is purified, then it becomes very easy to when our consciousness is purified to take up Krishna consciousness, it becomes very easy. And we should understand that. But like Prabhupada says in the purport that in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and there are different verses in Srimad Bhagavatam also, which gives evidence even someone is born in really low class of society, still he can become Krishna consciousness. And in the Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter from text 30:30 to 32, Lord has given evidence for that. He says, Api chetas suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasthito hi saha. Even if one commits the most abominable actions, if he engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated. The person who takes up Krishna consciousness, he is considered as a properly situated. And sometimes that's why we see, generally people they say that you should not kill animals, do this, do that. But we can see there are some saintly personalities in India. They were engaged in leather work. There's a great saint, Ravidas. He was a cobbler. But he was such an elevated personality that great sadhus, they used to come and seek his association. Even though he was a grihastha and was born in a low caste family. Because he was properly situated. And once the person becomes Krishna conscious, it is says he becomes dharmatma. Lord says that kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashva shanti nigachati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktya pranashati. He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Why Lord says here that my devotee never perishes? Because he is so attached to them that he always wants to protect them. He is always with them, and wherever there is a Lord, how that person will be in danger? Huh? It seems to be contradictory. Like a Prahlad Maharaj. As long as his father was alive, he was always in danger. Do you remember that pastime? Because henceforth we are going to discuss only about Prahlad Maharaj's pastime. Because Narasimha Chaturdashi is coming in next month. Are you able to get it? What I'm saying? So now we are preparing our consciousness to appear Lord Narasimha in our heart by hearing wonderful pastimes of his most dear devotee Prahlad, for whom solely for Prahlad he appeared. Not to kill Hiranyakashipu, that was not big deal for him. He resides in the heart, one of the arteries he would have blocked it. And Hiranyakashipu would have died by heart attack. But he appeared for Prahlad Maharaj. And he was born in Asura family. But still he was a Dharmatma. Amongst the 12 Mahajanas, Prahlad Maharaj is considered really a wonderful devotee. And such a devotee is always taken care by the Lord. And then Lord says, in the 32 verse of Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, that Mam hi partha vyapashritya yepisyu papayonayaha striyo vaishastatha shudro stepiyandi param gatim. Mami partha vyapashritya. Vyapashritya means taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. And who? Stri Vaishyas Tata Shudro. Papa Yonaya. That's what Lord says. Who are the Papa Yonaya? Women, Vaishya, and Shudras. They are considered as a Papa Yonis. Nowadays, there's a great revolt against this particular thing, feminism. Why women are not equal to man? Why this and why that? But here Lord says that for the most essential thing in this universe or in your existence, to do that, there is a no restriction. You can become devotee of Lord if you, even though you are born as a woman, you are born as a Vaishya, you are born, you may have born as a Shudra. There is a no restriction for that. For few things, men, they have created their own restrictions for everyone. But Lord says the most essential thing, that the constitutional position of a jiva is to take up Krishna consciousness. And for that, there is no restriction. Anybody can become a devotee. And we have list of such personalities. Whoever, even though born in a Papa Yoni, a low caste, they became most pure devotees of the Lord. Rupa Goswami Pad in Padyavali, he explains about that. What really attracts the Lord? He says, Vyadhasya acharanam dhruvasya chavayo vidya gajendrasya ka. Vyadhasya acharanam. What is meant by Vyadha? Vyad kisko kehte? Vyad. माता कभी सुना है? हाँ,
जन्म मृत्यु जरा व्याधि हो गया?
नहीं, तो सुना,
भूल गए. ठीक, अच्छा. व्याध याने हंटर, शिकारी जिसको हम कहते हैं.
ठीक है, वही व्याध है, व्याध.
व्याध बोल दूँ. व्याधस्य आचरण. जनरली दिस hunters, where do they stay? They kill animal and they live on their flesh. So such a people, they stay in forests, deep dark forests. They are called as aborigines, or forest dwellers. So what sort of a social life they must be having then? Whatever you eat, that becomes your habit or that becomes your behavior. So they used to eat meat, so they will behave like an animal only. And that's what we are seeing in today's modern society. Most of the people, they eat meat. So they always fight like a cats and dogs, like an animal. So what you eat, you are going to be. Jaisa anna, vaisa man. Maas khaoge, तो मांसाहारी प्राणी जैसे ही व्यवहार करोगे. तो कहां से कृष्ण भक्ति आएगी? आएगी. कई बाबा, कई साधु ऐसे लोग हैं, कुछ भी करो, ये खाओ वो खाओ, बस मन भक्ति में लगा रहे. कैसे लगेगा मन? हाउ यू कैन एंगेज योर माइंड इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस व्हेन यू आर ईटिंग लाइक हॉग्स एंड डॉग्स? कैसे बनेंगे वो? तो ढोंगी लोग है. साधु का अर्थ है जिसके हृदय में सबके लिए प्रेम है. और सबके लिए प्रेम है तो कैसे काटेगा वो मुर्गा मुर्गी बकरी को? काटेगा? तो जो साधु का वेश में ऐसा कार्य करता है तो उसको पाखंडी कहा जाता है. भगवान तो उसको मिथ्याचारी कहते हैं. केवल खाता ही नहीं बल्कि इसका प्रचार भी करता हो तो उससे बड़ा पापी और कोई नहीं है. लेकिन ऐसे पाप योनि में पैदा हुआ व्यक्ति भी अगर भगवत कथा को सुन लेता है तो क्या होगा? भगवान कहते हैं कि वह क्षिप्रम भवति धर्मात्मा, वो तुरंत धर्मात्मा बन सकता है. यानी अपने अस्तित्व को वो शुद्ध बना सकता है। अपिश्वपच, इसी स्कंद में आगे बताया गया कि श्वपच ही क्यों ना हो, वर्तते नावतुभ्यम यस्य गिराम वर्तते नावतुभ्यम, हे भगवान आपका नाम जिसकी जिवा पे है वो चाहे कितनी भी पतित या पापी स्थिति में या सामाजिक हो या उसकी कौटुंबिक स्थिति हो उसमें पैदा क्यों ना हुआ, लेकिन भगवत भावना को अगर वो अच्छी तरह से स्वीकार लेता है, भगवान की कथाओं को जब सुनता है तो उसका जीवन पवित्र हो जाता है। एंड देन द लॉर्ड सेज फॉर सच अ प्योर सोल आई एम रेडी टू डू एनीथिंग एंड एवरीथिंग, दैट पर्सन बिकम सो डियर टू द लॉर्ड दैट वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड
एंड टू
हाँ सिंसियरिटी जो गंभीरता है वो महत्वपूर्ण, अगर वो ना हो तो कुछ नहीं है फिर। और उदाहरण हम देखते हैं पिछले 50 साल में इतने सारे पाश्चात्य लोग कृष्ण भावना को स्वीकार लिए और कई तो गुरु बने, हजारों लोगों को भगवत भक्ति में वे प्रेरणा दे रहे हैं। तो यही प्रमाण है श्रीमद् भागवत, हमारे गुरु कौन है, कौन बनाया हमको कृष्ण कॉन्शियस, तो भगवत भक्ति करने के लिए या भगवत धाम जाने के लिए आप कौन से कोल में पैदा हुआ है, कौन से देश में पैदा हुआ है, ब्राह्मण हो वैश्य हो क्षुद्र हो पाप योनि में पैदा हो, ये कुछ फर्क नहीं पड़ता। कब फर्क नहीं पड़ता है, अगर गंभीरता से आप भगवत कथा को श्रवण करते हो तो, नहीं तो ब्राह्मण कुल में पैदा हुआ है और बाटा कंपनी का सीईओ है भगवत भक्ति को थोड़ी प्राप्त कर पाएगा। हाँ अगर है लेकिन उस स्थिति में भी अगर वो भगवत भक्तों का संग करता है भगवान की कथा को सुनता है तो निश्चित रूप से उसका उद्धार हो सकता है। इसलिए वैदिक शास्त्र ये जन्म से किसी को किसी कार्य के लिए प्राधान्य नहीं देता है, खास करके भगवत भक्ति के लिए। हाँ वर्णाश्रम संस्था में जो कार्य है जो वैदिक कर्मकांड करना है उसके लिए ये सारे नीति नियम लागू पड़ते हैं, उनका हम उपयोग आचरण कर सकते हैं, लेकिन भगवत भक्ति जो जीवन की उपलब्धि है उसके लिए किसी भी प्रकार के अवधान नहीं है, वो हमें समझना चाहिए। सो गदाधर ब्रो एनी क्वेश्चन, यस डेफिनेटली मर्त्यानाम किम उताशिषम, इट्स नॉट नाउ, इट वॉज सेड इन सत्ययुग दैट द ग्रेटेस्ट बेनिडिक्शन फॉर ऑल द मॉर्टल सोल्स इज द एसोसिएशन ऑफ प्योर डिवोटी बिकॉज दैट एसोसिएशन कैन प्यूरिफाई योर एग्जिस्टेंस। सी कमिंग बैक टू द पास टाइम्स ऑफ श्रीपाद रामानुजाचार्य, He had two disciples who were really intimate. One is Dasharathi and one was Kuresha. Dasharathi was from Brahmin family and Kuresha was from Kayastha family. So whenever he used to go to take bath in Kaveri river, first of all he used to keep his hand on Dasharathi's shoulder and Dasharathi in, and after taking bath he used to put his hand on Kuresha's shoulder. So other his sannyas disciple, they used to think, why our spiritual master does like this? Before taking bath, he always touches this Brahmana and go with him. And why after taking bath, why he touches this person? And why he is so much attached to this Kuresha? Then one day what happened? There was a king, his name was a Chola. He was from a Chola dynasty. And he was a very orthodox Shaivite. Worshipper of Lord Shiva. And those days, there was a venom between the Shaivites and Vaishnavites. Literally, there used to be a battle, and the Shaivites, they used to kill these Vaishnavas, you know. One day, what happened? This Chola king, he decided that he wanted to kill Ramanuja. So he planned in that way. But he never seen Ramanujacharya. So what he did, he asked his soldiers, go and catch him and bring him. Either he should accept Shaivism and he should deny the existence of Lord Vishnu, or otherwise he should be ready to get killed. So that time what happened, this Kuresha, he requested his spiritual master, if you will be alive, then millions of people will get benefited. So let me sacrifice my life. And he took his robes, he wear all the saffron clothes as a sannyasi, and he gave his white clothes to Ramanujacharya and asked him to leave that place. And Srimad Ramanujacharya left from there. And then Chola king, soldier, they came, they caught Kuresha, they took him in front of Chola king. And Chola king asked him, you should accept this Shaivism and leave it. He said, no, I can't do that. And they said, we will take it out your eyes. He said, okay. And really, they took out his eyes. They made him blind. It was really painful because this red hot iron bars, they put it in his eyes and took it out. It was so painful. And after some time, they realized that actually this is not Ramanuja. This is one of his disciples. And afterward, that king died because of some other disease, as he committed such a great offense to Vaishnava. This Kuresha, he came back. And when he came back, Ramanujacharya, he asked him, you go and ask Ranganath whatever you want. And specifically he said, you should ask him for your eyesight. Kuresha again went there, he prayed to their lordship, but he never asked for the vision. Again Ramanujacharya asked him, did you ask their lordship for your eyesight? He said, no, no need of me, because whatever I supposed to see, I have seen in this world. And now I am happy in this condition because I don't have any allurement of this material world through eyes. So I am happy with that. Then Sripad Ramanuja said, no, you should go. And I am asking you to ask him for your eyes. So you should do it as my instruction. So he went and he asked, my lordship, I would like to see you. He never said this with this eyes. He said, I wanted to see. And he asked, and Lord manifested his beautiful eternal form in front of him. And he was able to see that. Because to see that form of the Lord, you don't need this eyes. Because that form of the Lord is totally transcendental and cannot be seen by this material eyes. And that's why Arjuna also got a Divya Chakshu to see that Virat Rupa. And Kuresha was able to see that. And then he came back and Ramanuja saw the bliss on his face. And he said, did you? Yeah, he said, I asked. But for the darshan of their lordship. Now I don't bother about whether I have this material eyes or not, but I can see their lordship. See, even though that person was not born as a Brahmin, But he was able to see their lordship by the mercy of his spiritual master. And his devotion at the lotus foot of his spiritual master and dedication for the service of his spiritual master, that made him qualified. That purified his existence and he was able to see their lordship. Okay? We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.